there. This is Greg McGillivray with Megan McGillivray Weil and Ariel Tweeto, and we're doing the KXFM radio takeover. Good to see you, young ladies.
Well, thank you. Good to see you, too.
Usually, when we do the takeover, it's me competing against Megan, and she has her next-gen group.
Wait, Greg, I have a technical difficulty. We're going to just have to play your first song and
okay.
Come back.
Good.
Already.
Happy Wednesday to everyone. This is the KXFM radio public takeover of the radio station. And here we are with Megan McGillivray Weil. Say something.
Hello, and who are you?
And it's Ariel Tweeto, the star of stage, screen, and big IMAX films.
Hello, hello.
And this is Greg McGillivray. And usually we do this every year, and Megan will be here with her next-gen group and a bunch of kids and young adults, parents, mothers, and I'll be competing with them to try to raise money for this station. So if you're inclined to give money to this station, and everyone should be inclined because it's one of the best things in Laguna, please go online, go to KXFMradio.org. And click the banner at the top of the page that says KX Takeover, and you can donate some money. And the first song that we began playing was What a Fool Believes, and that's Michael McDonald. And it's one of my favorite songs. Do you ladies like that song?
I don't think I've ever heard it before. I'm really excited.
It's from a while back, and it's one of Steve Wood and Beth Wood's favorite songs, too. They love the way McDonald sang and the things that he did so well back. Now, Megan, what song do you have to come up?
After that, I have a song, Brandy, Looking Glass.
Should we go to that right now?
No,
I'm gonna start halfway through What a Fool Believes, because that's how far we made it.
Okay, we're gonna go to What a Fool Believes and finish that out, and then come to Megan's song.
Okay.
Donate, donate, donate. To reason away what seems to be, it's always better than nothing, better than nothing, nothing at all. Keep sending him somewhere back in the
wish he could still believe there's a place in my life.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They said, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailor said, "Brandy, braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. The harbor was his home. He sailed us a Brandy. Not around, she still can hear him say. She hears him say, "Brandy,
that was Megan's, one of her favorite songs, and we're not really sure why, but we love it anyway. You're talking to Greg McGillivray, Megan McGillivray Weil, and Ariel Tweedo. Now, let me tell you something about Ariel. She's an Alaskan Inuit, an Eskimo from way up Unalaklik, the place that she lives in. It's on the Arctic Ocean and colder than you ever want to be. And she learned to fly when she was 12. Her parents run a flying service, and because they're isolated, there's no roads leading to that village. And you basically have to go everywhere by small airplanes, single-engine airplanes that can land on snow or land on the tundra or land on rock scree areas where right along rivers. It's a weird place. It's so big up there in Alaska. Ariel, what did you do once you graduated from high school? Tell me a little bit about your history.
I got a running and basketball scholarship to Emerson College in Boston, and then I took a summer class in San Diego and discovered heat and sun and palm trees.
Laguna.
Yeah, and so then I transferred to Chapman University and finished out there. And then in the meantime, created a reality show about our crazy, weird family in Alaska called Flying Wild Alaska on Discovery Channel. And then met you guys and started working on your last movie, Into America's Wild. And then just fell in love with you guys and Barb and your kids. And now basically I'm living with you guys.
Yeah. She's like my second or third daughter.
Yeah.
Now, the TV show that you did, you were one of the producers on it. It lasted for 3 seasons, right?
Yep.
So it was a big hit for Discovery Channel. And it was all about their family because they had hundreds of airplanes. They fly all over Alaska, you know, bringing food and, you know, medical supplies and you know, emergency service to people that live out in the tundra. And you end up understanding really what a nice life we have down here.
It's so nice. I think, it's just beautiful. You have the ocean and the mountains and everything. And there's pluses in Alaska other than the fact that it's frozen right now. I talked to my parents this morning and it's 2 degrees. And so I'm like, they're like, are you coming home for Thanksgiving? And I'm like,
maybe not.
But we're both so lucky. I think there's so many amazing places all over our country. And in Alaska, I mean, we get snow, so we could ski and dog sled race, and there's just a lot to do. And then here you get surfing and mountain biking. And so I think there's pluses and negatives to all of it.
Well, Ariel is, what, 31, 32 now?
Almost 33.
Almost 33. Okay, so, and she runs every day. She's a marathoner and a fantastic athlete. She's a great skier, a great mountain biker. But, you know, she's one of those people that have this vitality and life to her. And so we put her in this film, Into America's Wild, where we tell the story of her life, but also the life of another Native American, John Harrington, who was the first Native American astronaut. And what he learned from going to the space station was that nature is the most critical thing to all of us. It really is our home. And so that film that we just finished and launched in February in Washington at the Smithsonian is now back playing in theaters in some locations around the world. Thankfully, COVID didn't hit quite as badly as it did here in the U.S. elsewhere. So it's in about 30 theaters in Russia and China right now. And it'll start rolling out in America coming this summer. And so you end up with COVID being severely handicapped in terms of getting your art out there. But people will see Ariel all around the world over the next couple of years.
Yay.
Megan, tell me about your life right now.
Yeah, Megan.
My life right now is all about working really hard for my very strict boss, Greg.
Not me.
And trying to just keep the kiddos happy and keep everybody healthy and moving everything forward. We've got still some fun projects that we're doing. And it's been great having Ariel down here. She always keeps us active, which is very good.
And fed.
And fed,
We cook a lot of dinners. But Megan is like the hardest worker on set too. She keeps everyone in line, make sure we're all like where we need to be. And she's just really inspiring in terms of work ethic. So I love that about you.
Oh, good.
Well, you know, she's the production manager, and that's really the hardest job in movie making. And I told her that when I first said, well, you know, if you come to work for us, I'm going to have to give you the hardest job, the job that no one else wants. And sure enough, she did it better than anyone had ever done it in our history. And we go back about 50 years making movies. And it kind of blew me away. Not that I didn't expect that from her, but she's just so quiet. Most production managers scream and yell at the crew. You know, faster, get it there faster, get it up that mountain. You know, tie those cameras together right away. But, you know, and Megan just does it quietly and politely, and everyone's love with her, so they do it well.
Yep. I wonder too, because you're a mom, so you know patience, and you don't overly freak out. So maybe that's
Tell us about your two kids.
Kellen and Lachlan are doing great. They are 5 and 3. And it's been wonderful having them home so much during these crazy times since March. It was great trying to homeschool and work at home and have them there 24/7. But now they're back in school and they're doing really well. They're just thriving, and they are both super active. They love Auntie Ariel, and they love being close to Nana and Papa. So they're having a lot of fun.
Now you're going to be even more patient on the next set. Having them home so much, you're just like, oh, this is easy. It's easy.
Yeah, it's easy.
Well, now, what's our next song and why?
The next song is Ariel's song.
My song. It's my favorite song. It just reminds me of my dad. It's called The Highwaymen. and it's by Willie Nelson, Chris Christopherson, Waylon Jennings, and Johnny Cash. And I just love it. It just makes you want to dance, and I like the lyrics, and I love all their voices. They're all so distinct. And, yeah, it just reminds me of my dad. He's one of my favorite people in the world.
So let's hit it.
Hit it.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive. I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide, with the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed, but I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound, but I'm still around. I'll always be around, around, and around, and around, and around, and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be a single drop of rain, but I will remain, and I'll be back again and again and again. And again, and again, and again.
Hi, so this is the KXFM Takeover, where we are trying to raise money for our wonderful local radio station. And everyone should go online to kxfmradio.org and click on the banner and donate, or you can call in at 949-715-5936, because we should all be supporting our only radio station in town, which is so awesome. And we are here. I'm Megan MacGillivray-Weil, and we're here with Greg MacGillivray and Ariel Tweedo, who is the star of our latest film, Into America's Wild, and we are talking about music and films and other random fun stuff, including the fact that Ariel was on an episode of Wipeout.
Oh, yeah, we're here.
Where she wiped out.
Where I wiped out and had a really embarrassing moment. But you know what, though?
Everyone should search for that online.
Yeah, well, the only reason Flying Wild happened was because of Wipeout. So one of the guys that would strap me into all the weird concoctions, the weird things that they made us do on Wipeout, he was a safety coordinator, Tommy Baynard, and he actually lives down near San Diego. But we started chatting about the Iditarod, and then I started telling him about my family and our flying, and it was right when Deadliest Catch came out, and we were like, we should make our own show. And so that's sort of how it happened. So thank you, Wipeout and Embarrassments. So good times.
And then Ariel went to college at Chapman in their film and TV department and met Tyler.
Yeah, so we crossed paths.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, and yeah, so we both had radio shows at the Chapman radio station. Mine was called Butting Heads, where I just sat there and butted heads with the co-anchor, and it was definitely a college show. And then his dad would call in every episode, and I would just make fun of Jackson with his dad. And that was pretty much our show. And then Tyler, so you were the teacher?
Yeah, I think I just missed you because I had a show at the same time as you, like when we were both freshmen or whatever. And then I guess maybe after you quit Chapman Radio, I became the manager of Chapman Radio. So I would have taught you if you had stuck around for a couple more years.
Oh, I should have stuck around. Darn it. Well,
it looks like it worked out okay for you, Ariel. I think you made it regardless.
Well, you too.
Yeah.
You too.
Well, Tyler, we're so glad that you came to Laguna. You know, it's really, everyone is unanimous in our affirmation of this radio station and how important it is to our town and getting the message out about all of the issues here in town.
Yeah.
And of course, we just had a big election and the city council ran 5 people, and Tyler and the radio station did a great job in doing interviews and making certain that everyone understood what the choices were, because we could only choose 2 out of those wonderful 5 choices.
Yeah.
And it's sad that 3 people didn't get in, but it's one of the things that's been so much fun over the lifetime that I've spent here in Laguna is watching the politics and all of the issues. In fact, the most fun issue was about 50 years ago when, you know, all of my friends who had dogs were running their dogs wild on the beach, and, you know, dogs were running around everywhere without leashes. And the hotel owners got irritated by that because, you know, there was excess poop everywhere. But you ended up having this gigantic issue because it was, dogs are either going to be banned from the beach forever or they're going to be running wild. Those were the 2 sides. And it was such a popular issue that when they held the city council meeting, they had to move it, knowing that there were going to be at least 600 people there.
Wow.
They had to move it to the high school auditorium where you could fit 500. And then they had an excess room where it was televised in there. And it was actually really fun. And finally, they came up with a solution, a compromise that worked.
That's
so you're saying nothing has changed is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's all, you know,
we're still are.
Is good. You know, but we get really excited about our issues.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about this town.
Yeah.
You know, we care about our oceans and our planet and our hillsides and our green belt and our blue belt. And, you know, you've got passion here. You've got people that really love being here.
Yeah. Well, it's for me, like out from the outsider looking in, it's like Laguna is like a little village. Yeah. Like, you know, like just being here for the short amount of time, you know your baristas, and then you start recognizing people, and we're all wearing masks, and I still, like, you notice people's eyes, and everyone's so friendly, and yeah, everyone's so, like, active, and they care about the ocean and the planet, and it's so cool to see a community that is so engaged and that just loves their hometown so much. And so, yeah, you guys are so lucky to live in a place like Laguna.
I do want to say one thing, Greg, just while I have the floor for a second. You know, for example, my own opinion and your opinion, Greg, might sometimes contradict each other. And sometimes certain people will associate a DJ's opinion on the radio station with the viewpoint of our entire organization. And it's just not the case. You know, we've got over 60 DJs who represent all different generations of Laguna, all different views for how its future should look, all different stances on development, for example. And our entity, our goal, like you mentioned, is to show all the sides of Laguna Beach. And I think the one thing, again, like you said, that everyone shares is that everyone cares very, very much about what happens here one way or another, and cares very much about protecting the sanctity of our town. And so we just try to show that from all sorts of different angles. And just because you hear one DJ say one thing, it doesn't mean the guy on the next hour thinks that same thing. And I think that's the beauty of public radio.
It is, it's really the value that you have to this community, Tyler. It's such an important thing to have free speech and free opinion and free ways to get it out to the public. And you've just done a great job.
Thank you. It's Thank you. Really, it means a ton coming from you. Thank you so much.
Well, and what's the next song?
So the next song is called One Day by Matisse Yahoo. It's a song that we used in our film Dream Big, which was all about engineering. And it came out a few years ago. And this song we used over a sequence about building bridges in Haiti. This organization called Bridges to Prosperity comes in and builds bridges where they're necessary for families and children to get from, you know, one side of the river where they live to the other side where there's schools. And so this really just was such a wonderful moment for this film, and thought it might be nice to play.
Yeah, it's a fantastic sequence. Get some joy out of this beautiful song.
Sometimes I lay under the moon. I thank God I'm breathing. And I pray, don't take me soon, 'cause I am here for a reason. Sometimes in my tears I drown, but I never let it get me down. So when negativity surrounds, I know someday.
This is the KX Takeover, and this is Greg and Megan and Ariel. And the next song that we're going to play is a song from 1968. My partner Jim Freeman and I were making a surfing film. That was the first time that a film had been made about surfing in Europe. And we were over there with Billy Hamilton, who's a Laguna Beach kid, one of the world-famous surfers, and Mark Martinson, who was the U.S. Surfing Championship champion at that time. And we were traveling around, and you could get one radio station in Europe back then. It was Luxembourg Radio. And it was beamed all across Europe, and a very powerful station, and it played this Beatles song for the first time. And for the first three or four times that we heard it, as we were, I think, in Spain at the time, and we didn't understand what the disc jockeys were saying. Basically, when we didn't understand what they were talking about from Luxembourg, and you ended up basically going, well, is that the Beatles? It was such a different sound, and it became the anthem of our trip, which was a two-month trip filming in Europe, and, you know, here we are, you know, we were in our early 20s and late teens, and out on our own trying to make a film in the middle of Europe and try to stay out of trouble.
You guys have a call if you want to jump to that real quick.
Oh, so let's jump to the call.
Let's see who's on the phone. Hello, you're live on the air.
Okay, wait. I still hear Greg talking on the radio.
Turn down your radio there.
That's a good idea. It was interesting, the delay. Anyway, this is Barbara MacGillivray, and I just want to call in and say what a great job all of you are doing. You know, and not only stressing the importance of the town, but also just the great job that the radio station has done. I love what you just said, Tyler, about the importance of a diversity of opinions being, you know, heard on the air there. And I think that's just so critical, particularly in those times where we need to bring everybody together and hear everybody's side. And I just want to say, though, that one thing I haven't heard anything about is how much deserving of a donation the radio station is.
Thank you, Barbara.
Is that a concern at all, that of this whole presentation? Because I've heard Greg talk a lot. I've heard Ariel talk a lot.
We keep saying, go to the website.
Donate.
Okay. Oh, I can't just make a donation on air?
Yes, you definitely can, Barbara.
Sure.
Commit.
Okay, well, I want to donate $300. I'm challenging somewhere else out there listening to match me.
Oh, okay, good idea.
All right. So go ahead with your music from Billy Hamilton and Mark Martin.
Thank you, Barb.
Thank you, guys. Love you all. Bye.
That's the first time she's called in and not said, hey, Greg, you're talking way too much.
Yeah. By the way, I just want to say real quick, Greg and Barbara are Laguna's favorite couple. I always see you guys holding hands and walking kind of in the evening. Well. And you're just couple goals, hashtag, for all of us younger people.
When I was 14. She was a freshman and I was a freshman at Newport Harbor High School. And it took me 2 years to actually say something to her. I'm so nervous.
Anyway, so cute.
We're still together. Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah. How did I suck her into that?
I don't know.
All right. Well, you can get back to your
This is Hey Jude, done by the Beatles. And it was such a bizarre song to us way back then. But it still maintains its clarity and distinctiveness. And it was actually later on I found out from McCartney that it was written about Julian Lennon. And they didn't want to, if the first version was something like Hey Julian, and and John wanted to change the name, you know, so Paul came up with Jude, and really a great song. Great song to travel through Europe on.
Don't make it bad, take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart, then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid, you were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain,
imagine driving around Europe, listening to that, trying to figure out who was that? Who was that singing that song? We loved it. Anyway, that was us in 1968, driving around in our Volkswagen van, looking for surf all throughout Europe. What a great trip.
You guys have a caller if you want to take
them. Yeah. We have a caller. Let's listen.
Hello, caller. You're live on the air.
Oh, good. Hi. Is Greg and Megan McGillivray still hosting?
Nope.
Hi, yeah, they're right here. You can go ahead. You're on with them now.
Oh, great. It's Lewis. I just wanted to congratulate you guys for hosting the radio station and wanted to sponsor you guys and say what a great resource it is to have the radio station and have you guys participate in the community as much as you guys do. So thank you.
Well, great to talk to you, Lewis.
Thanks, Lou. Oh.
Thanks, Lou Dog.
And Ariel, yeah, and congrats to the recent film that came out, Into America's Wild. Such a fun showing down at the Coast Film Festival last weekend. I can't hear anyone else. Are you guys?
You should be able to now, Lewis. I fixed it.
Okay, I was like, am I
go ahead,
to
you guys. Talk to him now.
It's like a standard Zoom call. Am I talking to myself? Well, I don't know.
Hey, Lewis, I'm going to put you on the spot. You know, this is a fundraiser.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about giving him some money?
I only if Greg matches it.
Okay, I'll match it.
How about $100?
Okay, I'm matching it here.
Wonderful. Awesome.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Lou Dog.
Thanks for calling, Louie.
Bye.
You can get my credit card information for my wife.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, that works.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
What's our next song, Megan?
So our next song that we have up is called Down in New Orleans by Dr. John. And this is a song that we used in our film America's Musical Journey when we were doing a sequence on New Orleans that actually featured Dr. John. So it was kind of a cool tie-in, and it was just a really great a great sequence, really lighthearted, and that followed Allo Black as he toured around the nation, experiencing all of the different musical cultures throughout.
Yep. Okay, let's hear it.
Hi, Hi, and you're listening to KXFM Radio, and this is the KX Takeover. And I am Megan, and here with Ariel and Greg, and we are taking over the radio station.
It's ours.
It's ours. Own it. In order to raise money for KXFM. So everyone should either call in or go online to donate. You can go to kxfmradio.org, or you can call in at 949-715-5936.
And you guys have another caller now if you want to take him.
Okay.
Hello, you're live on the air. Oh, I just hung up on them.
Bye.
Or somebody hung up, me or them, I don't know.
All right, call back.
Maybe they'll call back.
Call back.
Megan, I wanted to ask you a few things because Megan and her group of young mothers started a wonderful outfit called Next Gen. And they do good stuff with the various charities in town.
Your caller's back.
Like the Friendship Shelter and others. And what's new with the Next Gen group?
Everything's kind of taken a halt just because of what's going on with COVID, and everyone's just kind of focusing a little bit more internally on their kids and stuff. But the whole point is basically to raise awareness about different city council meetings, different fundraisers that are going on, ways to support our local community, ways to support businesses, updates that are happening, and we do it all through social media. We've got a great group of women here in town, and it's just trying to make sure that people our age are aware of what's happening in town. So, you know, 20 years from now, we don't look back and think, wait, this all took place and we didn't even know it was going on.
Do the young men get involved too?
No, of course. It's just our kind of group of organizers happens to be very good.
No surprise there, everybody.
The caller's here. Now, who's on the line?
Yeah, let's find out. Hi there. Who do you got? Hello?
This is Maddie. I'm a resident of Laguna Beach.
Hi there.
We know Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
Maddie is one of the best mountain bike riders in Laguna. But she's also a professor at UCI. She's one of the most distinguished professors up there. And isn't that true, Maddie? You are.
I promise I did not pay Greg to say that. Well, thank you for the kind words.
Well, and you called in to say hello? Or
I called to say hello and also to support you.
Oh.
Support the program.
Fantastic. And Tyler would love to know how much you're going to give.
I'm going to make a pledge for $100.
That is so awesome.
Thank you, Maddie.
Maddie is so much fun.
Hi.
Her family's from Iran, and we have the best conversations about international relations and what's going on in that part of the world. And she's a fantastic professor. She has one of the most popular classes. Maddie, are you still there? Talk about that class.
Yes, I'm here. I'm just blushing sitting here, but thank you.
The class that she teaches is called Life. Isn't that right?
Yep.
Life 101.
Tell me about it.
So Life 101 is a class that I teach at UCI to undergrad students. And I teach about 700 students every year, twice, once during summer and once in winter. And we teach students stress management and healthy lifestyle choices. And we added nature therapy as a topic this year. And Ariel was the speaker, was my guest speaker for that class. And she did an amazing job.
Yay. Well, thank you. I had so much fun going to your class, and it was just so cool to see how much your students loved you and how into the class they were. So that was really nice. And I think Life 101 should be taught everywhere because it's so important for kids to learn about coping skills and stress management and how being in nature is so good for your mental health. And so bravo to you, Maddie. You're such a great inspiration.
Well, no, thank you. Thank you for presenting in the course. If you remember, we taped it, and that lecture is a permanent part of this course now. And the course will be offered to all UC students. Oh, so this is my commercial break.
Sounds good. Everyone should enroll at UCI and take this class.
Well, now if you are a student in any UC system, you can take the course. So it will be offered to students on 10 UC campuses starting winter 2021.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we are very excited about that. So, Ariel, you will be teaching to all UC students now.
Start calling me Professor Tweedo.
Yay.
Exactly. You are the Professor Tweedo.
Nah.
And Maddie is married to Rick, who is the head of the oncology department at UCI, and a fantastic
cancer
doctor.
Center, UCI Cancer Center.
Cancer Center. And you end up having people in our community who are so distinguished and intellectual and fascinating, but also they're outdoor people. You know, people who stay here and live here love this community for so many reasons, but you have to put up with a lot to be here. The prices, the lack of parking, all kinds of things. And you do get a selection, I think, of probably the best people in the world. And so people like Maddie and Rick and you know, everyone else in this town, I just am so delighted that we're all able to be here together.
You guys have another caller, by the way.
Cool.
Thank you, Maddie.
I just wanted to say thank you to Megan, because I learned about this from the post that she had on her Instagram. So thank you so much, Megan.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks for your donation,
thanks
too.
Thanks for calling, Maddie.
Thank you, Maddie. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
See you
bye.
Viking.
All right, KXFM, hello. You're on the air.
Yeah, I heard this is a great radio station and a great cause. I want to donate $100.
Awesome.
Wow.
Who's this?
This is Mr. Becker.
Hey, Eddie!
Oh, no.
That's awesome. Hey, the whole bike group is calling in.
And Eddie lives in San Clemente, where, you know, he's a wannabe Laguna Beach resident, but he just hasn't moved up here yet. We're trying to get him to move up here.
Yeah, Eddie's going to move up here, and I'm going to be his roommate.
There you go.
Eddie's like, oh, God.
Oh, thanks for your donation, Eddie.
I think we have better surf in San Clemente, though. That's the only reason I haven't moved up here earlier.
No. And we have better surfers, better skateboarders, better everything. Well, thanks for calling, Eddie.
Thanks, Eddie.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Becker.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Eddie Becker was one of the few volleyball professionals who actually got paid for playing volleyball. He was a star in fact, an All-American at UCLA for their NCAA championship team. And he then went into the what was called the AVP, which was the Association of Volleyball Professionals, and played for a few years getting paid. Can you imagine getting paid to play beach volleyball?
Ugh,
oh, my gosh.
What a dream.
Best. Anyway, what's the next song, Meg?
So the next song is Annie's Song by John Denver, and we use this song in a really beautiful, beautiful sequence in National Parks Adventure when the scientists are walking through the redwood trees, and we had this incredible cable cam system that went up above the trees, so you're actually just kind of sailing and soaring above the tops of these huge redwood trees while this song is playing, and it's just, it's really, really amazing sequence.
It actually gives you goosebumps.
It really
the
does.
The sequence brings a tear to your eye, too.
Can people watch your guys' old films, like on Netflix?
Yeah. So they're available on Netflix. You can also go onto our website, MacGillivrayFreeman.com, and you can get them on Vimeo. And, there's lots of different ways to see them. Probably the easiest way to find them would be to go through our website.
Cool. Well, let's hear Annie's Song.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses come fill me again. Come, let me love you. Let me give my life to you. Let me drown in your laughter. Let me die in your arms. Let me lay down beside you. Let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me. Like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me.
Well, this is our last song for the hour, and this is Greg and Megan and Ariel. And we just want to thank everyone in Laguna Beach for donating to KXFM Radio. It's an important thing to do because they're trying to raise money this week during the takeover.
And you can still donate. You can donate for the rest of the week. Just go to their website, kxfmradio.org. And click on the banner of the page that says KX Takeover and make sure you choose us to pick. And so we get all the credit because we want to win that trophy.
Especially because Barbara has a $300 match out there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Exactly.
Barbara has a $300 right? match. So we're trying to match that and make as much money as we can for this fantastic radio station and the wonderful people that run it and disc jockeys on it, they have different programs on it. Some of the weekend programs are sensational. You're learning stuff. And some of them are really weird and good. And just, you know, they open your mind to new things.
Absolutely.
So, Ariel, why don't you set up this next song?
This next song is by Elton John, and it's called
I'm Still Standing. And we thought that was a really, really appropriate song to kind of end our little takeover and to kind of end the year 2020 a little bit.
Yeah. Like,
on a high note.
We're still here.
And should we sing it with him?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Suddenly everyone turns off their radio.
Yeah. Then we want people to listen.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Donate.
Thank you all.
And were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did, looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, looking like